A weak solidarity Brekkie team listener when the Minister for Energy Fossils, Chris Bowen, to Capital, energetically told a Fossil Energy Profits Association conference Thursday, True Blue Aussie has no option. His words, no option, but to develop more and more gas. Frankly, there are exaggerated claims, he told them. Slogans like gas-led recovery and no new gas are equally catchy and equally unhelpful in explaining the role of gas in our net zero energy mix. Yep, more and more gas is critical to reaching net zero with no gas. Oh, no, I keep forgetting. Net zero does not mean zero. Come 2050 and the good old fossils will be able to keep on polluting to their big-hearted heart's content by planting a few trees in Indonesia and other people's business or wherever. The frying planet shriveling, from the frying planet into the fire, but only if there is such a thing as climate change. Perhaps we should have gone to the fossil conference and asked them what they thought. Anyway, with that, Chris came down fairly and squarely on the side of the no longer unhelpful gas-led recovery. With current supplies of gas dwindling, new supplies will be needed, Chris told an appreciative audience, which we assume explained they were happy to cooperate as long as the government came up with a bit of corporate welfare. After all, we can't expect them to fund their own profits from our resources. Chris's fossil resources sidekick, Minister Madeleine King, hit the planet, who just loves, loves, loves a bit of gas and coal, is developing a future gas strategy. That should ensure gas into the future, as long as the future survives Chris, Madeleine and the fossil giants' fossil-led recovery to net zero, which is not zero. On a positive note, Sunday I thought the gross inhumanity of the slaughter and destruction has finally got to those who have been supporting it, as Big Supremo Anthony Albanese and several ministers, State Big Supremo Jacinta Capital Allen and her deputy Ben Corral workers were all on the streets protesting and expressing their deep concern. Oh dear, I thought, don't they realise they are pests disrupting life, preventing people going about their lawful business, supporting terrorists, therefore being anti-Semitic, tying up the poor, police, then realised, well, no, they haven't seen the light. They were out protesting over a different form of violence. And the issue is important, and it is imperative that action be taken on violence against women, but it is safe. Supported by the mainstream media, not pests, not supporting terrorists, not anti-Semitic, not preventing people going about their lawful business, not tying up the forces of law and order, and most importantly, protected from caring business class party supremo and would-be big supremo, Constable Peter Duffers, no, like you know, no, which sees Albo and the team buckle at the knees and jump, hard as it is to imagine, even further to the right. No criticism of an important cause, but what odds us seeing the same fervent protests turning up at a Sunday pro-Palestine anti-slaughter rally? They still deny we are supplying weapons to the mass murderers, a semantic obfuscation, because we're only supplying parts of trained killer merchandise. Yes, Penny. We asked the minister for going overseas all the time and being a perfectly good little prefect, Penny Left Wing. You say we are not supplying weapons to Zion, but what about parts that are involved in the slaughter? I am not going to answer that question in a radio interview. Why not? Look, obviously, for security reasons, I will not discuss security matters on this program. What security? The security of our argument that we are not supplying weapons, and I must object to your use of the word slaughter. We have made it clear Zion has a right to defend itself. The aforementioned Deputy State Big Supremo Ben Corral workers marching proudly in the non-pest supported by Lord Rupert of Wapping in the in-depth commercial telly news's rally was last seen at another rally. Indeed, as the subject of the rally, accusing her of supporting the mass slaughterers, scampering into his chauffeur-driven car to get away from the protesters as fast as possible. Not quite the same thing, I suppose. In his favour, these were pro-terrorist pests preventing him from going about his lawful business, refusing to accept Ben's assertion, No, certainty. As a dedicated socialist like Penny and our governments generally, that Zion has a right to defend itself. Meanwhile, Zion came up with a unilateral peace proposal, the US of the UN of the US of the World Secretary for World State Anthony Blinken the Brain described as extraordinarily generous, extraordinarily generous. Thus, evil Hamas had no choice but to agree with Zion, he said. But we put to Anthony, Zion Supremo, not another Yahoo, says if there is a ceasefire, he will still proceed with invading Rafah. More slaughter of the innocents. Yes, that's a little less extraordinarily generous. So Hamas should agree with slaughter in Rafah. Certainly, if they don't agree with Zion's terms, the slaughter will be on their heads. They will only have themselves to blame. This is an extraordinarily generous offer. Unbelievably, evil Hamas didn't exactly agree that Zion's extraordinarily generous offer was quite as extraordinarily generous as Anthony effused. Anyway, the massive civilian casualty numbers are not collateral damage, that euphemism for murder and slaughter of the innocents. As a Zion government minister informed us, every male Palestinian is regarded as a terrorist until he, the Palestinian, non-land, non-person, can prove otherwise. Which he doesn't get a chance to, of course, shoot first and ask questions later. Meanwhile, students across the US are proving that to support the Palestinian non-land, non-people is axiomatically anti-Semitic, forcing universities and the governments to send in the Marines, and the National Guard, guarding national interests like the slaughter of 35,000 plus and increasing by the day non-land, non-people. The government administrators' violence in sympathy with the Zionist government violence is working a treat. Campus occupations are spreading worldwide, including True Blue Aussie, where a balanced commercial telly in-depth news coverage Thursday showed the dishevelled terrorist supporters at Melbourne then interviewed three students draped in Zion flags telling us how terrified they were of these violent anti-Semitic pro-terrorists. The newsroom, obviously a student of the Lord Rupert of Wapping Balance Reporting School. On balance, former US of Big Supremo and would-be Big Supremo Donald Trample the Poor lifted his head from the accused's table to denounce the student protesters as raging lunatics, the biggest raging lunatics ever. Yes, Donald Trample the Poor called other people raging lunatics. We must take back the campuses for all the normal students, he campaigned, showing pro-Palestine anti-slaughter protesters are not normal, supported by our local giant mind, Constable Duffer. Anthony Albanese and vice-chancellors are weak, supporting the vilification of Jewish people, he declared, proving anti-slaughter is vilification. Wonder what the huge number of Jewish people who oppose what the Zion government is doing think of that. But then, it's a classic oxymoron. Another non-land, non-people with no respect for the law, those Larrakia, terra nullius non-land, non-people of Darwin, claiming their non-land is sacred to them when the government is clearing the bush for desperately required train-killer housing. For goodness sake, don't these lawless non-people understand that the US of and True Blue Aussie train killers have to live somewhere? And the law has made it clear it is on the side of the government and the train killers. To compound their irrational behaviour, a Larrakia woman complained that the police, just doing their job, had roughed up women as they arrested lots of terrorists trying to block the bulldozers. Well, they wouldn't be roughed up if they respected the law and allowed their land be destroyed. And we can be sure Anthony Blinken the Brain would explain to them that the government and train killer offer to destroy their land is extraordinarily generous. Small correction. No, big correction. It is not their land. They have no land. They've had no land since 1788. Oh, hello. Here's someone heading home from the airport. How was your flight? Not Bonza. What a grouch. Talk about hard to please. Not hard to please, but quite properly upset poor caring employers. And thank goodness for the True Blue Capitalist Review alerting us to an industrial disaster. It all began last week when a respectable federal court, His Honour, attacked the Fair Work Trubler Was He No Longer Work Choices Just Looks Like It Commission for dropping charges against the evil CFMEU. Evil, evil, evil CFMEU. Serious crime like abusing poor, innocent, caring employers. Thus, this week, the Capitalist Review, big page one scoop, watchdog drops cases against CFMEU. Serious charges laid by the disbanded Smash the Evil Union's Jackboots Commission, which was simply upholding the law that it is illegal for a union to do what unions used to do before caring business class governments made it illegal for unions to do what unions used to do, like represent lazy avaricious workers. The righteous leaders outlined crimes like the militant union is telling workers no ticket, no start, and kicking non-CFMEU contractors off sites. Where's the Jackboots Commission when we need it? Yet, I heard an interviewee on this very station this week say, but that's what unions used to do and should do. I'm ashamed to admit it was a Mayday interview on City Limits with a former union president. I'm just going to have to vet guests more closely. That P1 story was Monday, then Tuesday, to prove the point, P1 again, police called over CFMEU skirmish, proving how violent they are. A building union organiser entering a building site, illegally entering after the caring employer had refused to let him in. Evil and violent. The Capitalist Review endorsed its neutrality on this important expose with its editorial same day, word for word, listener, no embellishment. Labour greenlights toxic bully boys at the CFMEU. No need to read on, we know where that one's going. Congratulations to the Capitalist Review for alerting us to such industrial lawlessness. Finally, on industrial lawlessness, after day last week of dear little children in slouch hats and rows of medals on their chests and the glorification of train killing, expected day after day this May Day week, similar stories on the heroes of class warfare, class struggle. Not a word or a 30-second grab. Thankfully, the caring business class and the mainstream media and governments know there is no such thing as class. Therefore, we've got to stop calling the filthy rich the caring business class. Good morning.